Listener supported. WNYC Studios. What did I do wrong?
What did I do wrong? From newsounds.org, this is a remote edition of Soundcheck, our live performance and interview series. I'm John Schaefer, and my guest today is the singer, guitarist, and songwriter Jennifer O'Connor. She put out her first record almost 20 years ago, and it's been a while since the last one. She began her career pretty squarely in the singer-songwriter mode, you know, singer with acoustic guitar. But her later albums featured a more buzzy electric rock sound. Her new album, Born at the Disco, is different yet again, because it was largely made at home on instruments like synthesizers, sequencers, drum machines. And home is where Jennifer O'Connor is to play some of the songs from this album, Born at the Disco, beginning with the title track.
That is Jennifer O'Connor with a live performance of the title track from her latest album called Born at the Disco. And Jennifer, I thought you were a Brooklynite, but you're joining us from Nyack.
I was.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I did live in Brooklyn for quite a while, but I moved to the Nyack area in 2012, I guess.
Okay. I mean, it's been a while since, 2016 was Surface Noise. So, you know, were these songs, I mean, were you sort of writing and collecting them over the past 5 years? Or, you know, did all of this just come out when you were stuck at home during lockdown? How did that work?
It It was much longer than just during lockdown. Yeah, I probably started writing them in 2017, 2018.
And at what point did you begin to think, oh, well, this is sounding different? I mean, you have used...
Pretty much immediately.
Okay. And so was that a conscious decision to kind of lean into the drum machines and the sequencing and the synthesizers?
It started out where I was sort of experimenting with that stuff and making these little instrumental pieces. And I wasn't really sure if that was going to be stuff I was going to use, you know, for an album proper. But then, you know, I found myself writing songs to them the way I normally would with a guitar. I mean, I shouldn't say normally because it was a very different process, but I realized that I could make a whole album. It's actually not all like that, but most of the album
right.
is based on songs like that. Yeah.
So it sounds like you had the music before you started writing lyrics.
In most of the cases, yes. Yeah.
Is that unusual for you?
Yes. Yes. A lot of times it all happens at once, you know, or at least partially at once. But with this, I was really, and I mentioned this to somebody else, it almost felt like I was painting, you know, with the making these instrumental pieces, very visual for me, like, and that sort of drew out a lot of the lyrics.
Yeah. Has this experience, I mean, do you now have a yen to do an instrumental record? I mean, it is a very different experience, isn't it?
It's really funny you should say that because I do actually want to do an instrumental record. I've been, I've been amassing just titles that I think I want to kind of do it the opposite way where I've got these ideas of titles and then I want to make instrumental pieces based on whatever that concept of the title might be. I might do that, but you know, we'll see.
Right.
Time will tell.
All right. Well, there were 5 years between these two records. Maybe it won't be another five before the next one, whatever it is.
Yeah, I hope not.
we're speaking with Jennifer O'Connor. The new album is called Born at the Disco. Any trepidation about titling the record Born at the Disco? Because once you listen to it, it's a little bit of a head fake.
Yeah. You know, after it was too late. Yes, I had some, you know, because, you know, it's definitely a evocative title, I think. And I liked that at first, but then I did realize, you know, after the vinyl was already in production and all that, that I was like, you know, people are going to expect this to be a disco record. It's really not. It's got hints, but yeah, you know, it's okay. It's more meant to be reminiscent of a particular time in my life, which happened to be in that era. But yeah.
Well, as we heard in the title track, Born at the Disco, there's a kind of echo of Giorgio Moroder.
Yes, you know, absolutely.
Who people will know from his work with Donna Summer. But in this next song, Less and Less, you're picking up the acoustic guitar here. So did this song start with the guitar or was this something that also came out of this electric process?
No, this is a kind of a throwback to an older way of writing. This was the one that I think I wrote in 20 minutes. It just like, I remember exactly where I was. And it's just one of those ones that kind of comes right out of you, the whole thing all at once. And you're like, oh, I guess I had that to say, you know? That was definitely one of those ones that, was just pick up a guitar, a line comes out of my mouth and the whole song just writes itself kind of. It's nice when that happens.
Yeah. And very often those are the songs. I mean, this is my favorite track on the record.
It is a lot of people's actually. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. And I guess you shouldn't be surprised to hear people say that because when you get a gift like that, you know, when the song just like comes through you and comes out of you, it usually means something.
Absolutely. I find that, you know, the ones that are very easy to write are just, you know, they've been kind of happening, I think, in your brain and you don't even know it. And then you give yourself an opportunity to express something and it's all just there ready to happen. So, you know, I've had that maybe five or six or seven times over the years happen and they're always some of my better songs. So, you know.
All right. Well, let's, Let's hear a live performance from Jennifer O'Connor. The album is out. It's called Born at the Disco. This song's called Less and Less.
It's looking more and more and more like less and less. Affectations are making the front page. We're all so easily undressed. Everyone loves you and your pretty smile, but you haven't felt pretty in a while. They're handing hopes and dreams and schemes at the entrance to your gym. You've got a million and one ideas, but you're always spread too thin. Everyone loves you, and you're such a mess. But baby, what they don't know, I can guess. Just keep living in my head and wasting the best of my days. I'm so tired of myself and this never-ending phase of running circles around everything that stands in my way. It stands in my way. It stands in my way.
That's Jennifer O'Connor and a performance of Less and Less from her new album called Born at the Disco. So you've got the guitar, you got the percussion track going. What kind of tools did you use? I mean, without getting lost in the weeds, I don't need to know specific drum machines or stuff. But, you know, what were the tools you surrounded yourself with in making this record?
It was mostly, I recorded it in Logic. Most of it at home, the bones of it anyway. And I just used a lot of plugins in that program, drum machines. And I used my guitar a lot to create, lines, but then affected the sound a lot. I used synthesizers. I just kind of played around, and until I found something that really struck me. And then, like I said, I used a lot of my favorite ones that I created to start making songs in a way that I would if I had just been with the guitar. So it's not like that different. It's just that it normally I would, like we were talking about, less and less, I would pick up a guitar and strum a chord and sing. In this regard, I would often program a drum pattern and then play a chord over it or a guitar line that I would distort, and I'd be like, oh, that's cool. Like, what do I want to, what can I do next? You know what I mean? Like,
it sounds a little more, experimental / avant-garde as a way of constructing a song. I mean, the final songs don't present that way, but the process seems to be coming from that end of things.
I think so. I think because I'm, at heart, a songwriter and a lover of pop music, I think that often, like, I enters into it at the in the later stages. But I think it's kind of a cool marrying of the two. And I think that, at least I think sonically it's a little bit more adventurous, for me. Yeah. And that made it fun and interesting. And
now, speaking of, sonic adventures and the avant-garde, didn't you work at the Knitting Factory for a while?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I worked there, in 1999 through like 2003 or four, on and off. Yeah.
So was this the Leonard Street?
Yes. Yeah, okay. I worked in the promotions department, and it was a really amazing education.
That's everyone who has worked there, who's gone on to write songs, and there are several of you,
yes,
has said that it's just like the best, because you're just surrounded by people who are...
It was incredible.
...doing it
yeah.
in their own way. That's not the usual way.
Yeah, it was a wonderful time in my life, living in the city, and you know, I think I had my first show. I had a show nearby, but I had my first, like, kind of bigger show there, opening for Kristen Hirsch, and it was wonderful. I got to see so many great artists and work on their shows, and you know, it was a good time.
And now you're on to a different sort of a venue. I understand you and your wife run a bookstore there in Nyack.
It's a record store, a bookstore, and vintage clothing store. Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit of everything. But it's predominantly records and books. Yeah. We've been doing it now for, it'll be 7 years next week. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're still doing it. I mean, you survived the lockdown. And...
Yeah. Yeah. We closed for a few months, but we're still doing it, and it's going pretty well, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
It's a nice community that really helps. You know, we've got a lot of regular customers who are, you know, grateful that we're there, and it's a nice town to have something like that.
For folks who don't know, Nyack has, you know, has long had an artistic scene, an artistic community. The late Jonathan Demme lived up there, and another great sort of avant-garde figure, the composer Harry Partch, his instruments were all up there in Nyack for a number of years.
Yeah.
And so there's like all these interesting things in this little town.
It's a cool town.
West of the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Mm-hmm. Not far. And it's not far too. That's the thing. It's very close to the city.
Jennifer O'Connor is my guest. We're hearing her play some songs from her latest album called Born at the Disco. This next one is Who Can You Kiss? And to me, this one, the thudding drum beat here has a kind of Phil Spector Wall of Sound quality.
Cool.
What were you going for? Because I'm also getting, it sounds like I'm talking about wine, I'm also getting overtones of David Lynch, you know, Angelo Badalamenti.
Oh, wow. That's really cool.
Not what you were going for, I guess.
You know, it's so funny. I wasn't really going for anything when I made this, except for maybe Born at the Disco. I was definitely going for the more marauder vibe, but that was the last one that we got sounding the way we wanted it to. But with this one, Wall of Sound is appropriate and not exactly, I think, what I was going for. But now that I hear you say that, that makes sense. Maybe in the vocals for sure. Like I was trying to do a lot of, you know, reverberation, like multi-layering of vocals. But yeah, I mean, I think a little bit of like, you know, Jesus and Mary Chain a little bit with some of the sound of the guitars and stuff, even though that's actually just an acoustic guitar, completely distorted, one line. And it sounds like a bunch of guitars, but it's a...
Absolutely, yeah.
So yeah, I think that was one of the first things I made instrumentally where I was like, oh, this is really cool, like a melding of like the sort of almost hip hop type beat I was making with a guitar sound, and I was just like, oh, this is a song. This could be a song. So that was one of the early ones that I got kind of excited about as a possible direction.
And in terms of live performance, I mean, you're able to do these because all of these recordings, all the effects and all that, so you've saved all that, right? And
pretty much.
Sound files?
Yeah, they're just sound files. And, you know, I could do it more with a band, but it was all kind of just made, you know, me. So what I'm doing is basically playing most of the track. And then, like, when I can play guitar line with it, I'll do that. Or... you know, I'm actually still trying to figure out how to do it live the best way so that it doesn't feel like karaoke, you know. But, I mean, some of it lends itself very well to live and some is a little more, it's hard to do because you can't, with one person, you can only really do so many things at once, you know.
Right. All right, well, let's hear this performance by Jennifer O'Connor. The song is called Who Can You Kiss?
take it away.
That's Jennifer O'Connor with a live performance of Who Can You Kiss, another song from her album Born at the Disco. And Jennifer, you were talking about, you know, trying to figure out ways to perform these live where maybe it's a little more, I don't know, performative, you know, band-like and stuff. So I take it you haven't yet returned to touring.
No, I did one show. That was my only show in like 2.5 years. But I'm touring in April, so I am going to do it solo. So it'll be, you know, a version of these. But I think the best thing to do is just strip some down and have some be with the electronics. But yeah, no, I'm excited to get back out there and play. I'm going to do a tour of the country in April.
Well, and, you know, I think for people who, when they hear, you know, solo singer-songwriter, expect a vocalist with a guitar.
Yeah, they'll get some of that.
Well, Jennifer, I'm really pleased that you were able to do this for us today. Born at the Disco is an album full of surprises. Thank you so much for playing some of it for us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I was hiding in plain sight.
Watch the video of some of Jennifer's performances for us today. You'll find it on our website, newsounds.org, and, of course, on our YouTube channel. My thanks to our technical director, Irene Trudell, our producer, Karen Havlick, our video editor, David McLean. I'm John Schaefer. Thank you for being with us.
And I was your guy. All the stars in the sky collide. But now you can just tell the truth. You can just tell the truth. Oh, you can just let them be disappointed if that's what